We are learning Masechta Soito, Dav Chavav Amar Aleph, and we are halfway down the Amar, Dav Chavav Amar Aleph. We learned that Rav Nachman says that the whole machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rav Eliezer in the Mishnah, if someone is married to a Karo or is a Kena, if they drink the Masechta, and what's the machloikis? The machloikis is because he's not a Kayan Peruvu with them, and Rav Eliezer says he can marry someone else. That's only machlokes by Akara and Zakena, who are the min of a type of person who can have children. But Rav Nachman says the islandness is completely excluded from the parish of Soita, because it says in the pasuk v'niksav nizra zera, it says at the end of the pasuk that if she's innocent, v'mloi nitma isha utahiri v'niksav nizra zera. So dafka someone who can have zera, which means a isha who can give birth to children. An islandness can give birth to children, so she's excluded from the entire parish of Soita. That's Rav Nachman the Tanya. That's not even machlokes. And the problem was that we have here a brisa that says clearly that an islandess, an Eishes islandess, is shoysa. It says the islandess is shoysa. It says Eishes mamzer lemamzer, Eishes sinless sin, Eishes ger ve'ev meshocher, ve'islandess, oy shoysa le'zuba. So, k'toni miyas, islandess, refers to a brisa, not like Rav Nachman, where has a kasha tifter Rav Nachman. So we're halfway down the Rambam beginning of the line. Omar Rav Nachman, tanoi, says the machlik is tanoi. You're right, this brisa is not like me, but I have a different brisa that supports me. I know the Amri Kehai Tano, the Tainu Mintana brisa, Rav Shim Ben Elozo Oimer, Islandess, Lo Shoysa Velen Tala Ksuba. Islandess does not drink Meisaita, and she doesn't get a Ksuba because she had Kina and Stira, and she's no way to prove herself. Therefore, she gets divorced without a Ksuba. She never says in Pasik, Vnikso Venizra Zera, Mish Dark Lazria, Yazusha in Dark Lazria. Only someone who could have children could drink the Meisaita, but someone who can have children could not drink the Meisaita. So now, first of all, who said Rav Shimon ben Elozo? Maybe the reason why he holds the islands of Shoysa because it's not worse than Akara and Zakena. How do you know it's because islands is special? So Rashi speaks out Pasha, because since it brings the Pasik of Nixon Vizra Zera, it doesn't say because any royal Kaima, because you can't have Puravu. He says the reason is Nixon Zera. So he sees Daf could talk about Alanis, Lafuke, the other two, where there you could be have Rabbi Eliezer's Cheshbin, that you could have children with someone else, but Alanis specifically is Loy Shoysa, so this is a riot to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, when he says the Memra, is going according to Rav Shimon ben Elozo. Rabbanon, what do you do with the Pasik of Nixon Vizra Zera? Rabbanon, hi, v'niksav nizazer, my avdilei. What do you do with that pasuk? Me'boyolei l'katanya, we need it for the following brayzvah, which means like, we need it legufe, like this is the drasha we always know about. It says, v'niksav nizazer, there's a brayzvah that says, what do you learn from this pasuk? She'im hoysa akara, if she was akara before this maysa, nifkadas, if she drinks the maysaita and she really was innocent, she will have children, did Rabbi Kiva. Omala Rabbi Shmuel tells Rabbi Kiva, Im Kain, Yistru Kalakara, it's Yiftikdu. It's not a good thing to go seclude yourself with someone after your husband warns you not to. And if Rabbi Kiva is right that this is a segula to have children, so Rabbi Shmuel says, Evi Akara will go ahead and hang out with some men, her husband will warn her not to, and then she'll be Soyser, which is not a good thing. And so everyone will do that. Vizu ha'evel and Israel have sita, and this poor person who can't have children, she's going to be frum and tenua, and she's not going to have. She's going to lose. That can't be. So we came out time eleven nixav nizra zera. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the pasuk mean by nixav nizra zera? Because we're not going. It's a fuke alanis. So what's pshat? Pshat is shem hoisi yilas b'tzar yilas b'ravach. If she was having children till now, b'tzar was very hard childbirth. Yilas b'ravach, she'll have easier childbirth, or childbearing, or the whole process of having a child. Nekevos, she's having kevos, yilas charim, she'll have boys. Ketzarim yilas aruchim, she's having short children, she'll have tall ones. Shechayrim yilas vanim, dark children, she'll have nice, look good looking children. So upon him, he says, that's what Nixon Zera means. It'll be better. Well, the children, Avada, it's not going to cause someone who can't have children to have children, but the children will be better. Are you going to ask me, what's the question? Oh, so are you going to ask me the question that Tais says, Tema, Rabbi Shmuel, Lemele, Lenafshe, Yisturu, call your eldest Batsar, the Yolda Berevach, Vizuho, Mr. Sita? Frank Tais says, every person now who has children not so good looking, they'll go be the exterior in order to have better children. That's Tais says, Blaib Shah. So Tais Rosh says, that's not worth it already. It's not worth it for them to do this for that. Right? If someone doesn't have children, the pain is so great, they'll maybe attempt that. This is a kinyan and stira. But someone whose children are not exactly like this and that they're not going to do already. That there's no chash to do that. Now, you have to speak out that from the Gemara and Brachas. There's a Gemara and Brachas that Lama Alpha and Beis with Chana, the wife of Elkanah. We know Chana did not have children. And it says there in the Gemara that she said that she davened to Hashem, and she said, Hashem, please give me children. And if not, I might have to do a Kinan Stira in order to be Zaycha to the Bracha of Nixon and Zara. That's what Chana davened. And the Pella is, what do you mean? It's an Issa to be Saisa. So what kind of pshat is that, that she wanted to do that? You know, like the Agamara says, that every Tznuah is going to lose out. It's mashma, that's not a good thing that to go ahead and try this trick. So all the Acharonim there are bothered this, Pnei Yeshua and others. So the Pnei Yeshua answers, she didn't mean that she'll go and do it, she'll go do that. She says, she's diving like this. Hashem, please give me children, you know, the way, just from Matnas Chinam. And if not, then I'm coming with a taina. Do you want me to be like a Nana Tznua and then have chosen that way? That was not that she was going to do it. That's one, the Pnei Yeshua's pshat. There's others say a different pshat, that there's cases where there's no Isser Yichud, and you can have Kinyur and Stira that way. Like if the Baal Be'ir, or if it's a father, and between a father and a brother, Akaponim, Ayin Sham, the Gemara and Brachas, Taflam and Bey is a very important question when it comes to this Shaila. But Akaponim, we're coming out of Machlekes Tanoim, if an islandess has a din Soita or not. Moshe, any questions? So the Gemara Vayetim. Eishes Mamzel Mamzel. It said in this Braisa, that if there's a marriage here between a Mamzer and a Mamzeres, there's a marriage here, and she is she has kinyan and stira. The halach is we still give her to drink the meisaita. Break the Gemara. What's the problem? Shita. It's a kosher marriage. What's the problem here? And the Gemara ma'od the tema afushi psurim leif leifush. Maybe when it comes to this marriage, why should we make shalom b'neim? Halavai they should get divorced because we don't want to be. We don't want to be meisif more mamzerim in the world because halacha is a mamzer marries mamzerim, so children are mamzerim. So maybe there'd be a havmina that we, if I care, we don't want to be meisif mamzerim in the world. Kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, yeah. Meisif, since they're happily married and there's shalom bayis and they are taka mutter to be married together, so then we do try to save the shalom bayis. We do try to share the shalom bayis. The meisoit is not about the children; it's about the shalom bayis, and they have good shalom bayis. We wanted them to have good shalom bayis. They married, and therefore we will do the meisoit even la'afushe psulim to add psulim to the world. Actually, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah puravu, he declares if there's a mitzvah puravu on a mamzer to mamzeres, because maybe there's a mitzvah puravu to bring mamzerim into the world. But this gemara is not a raya. This gemara is just saying is because nothing to do with children. This gemara is a raya. That for Shalom Bayis here, we will use the Meisaita. It says, Eishes Ger, it says Vaita in the Braisa, it says, Eishes Ger, Ve'eved Meshuchr. And it says in the Braisa of Islands also, but it's not in the Gay of Agamara. It says, a wife of a Ger, or a wife of Eved Meshuchr. The halach is, if she's unfaithful, there's the parish of Saita. So like tomorrow, Peshitta, why not? A regular Jew. Ma'od the Tema, the Pasuk says, Dabre al-Bnei Yisrael, like Gerim. You would think that since this Pasuk starts off with Dabre al-Bnei Yisrael, Ba'martaleim, Ishish, Kisista, Ishtay, Malav, Mal, so you would think we make a Joshua. B'nei Yisrael, like Gerim. Kamash lo, no. Maybe Taka make the Joshua. And for the Gemara, Va'amarta ribuyu, it says, Va'amarta leim, and that's a ribuy that teaches us that even Gerim are included. I can ask me the simple and obvious question if you remember anything. On the Chavdal and Aleph, the Gemara starts off right after the Mishnah. The Gemara says that Mishnah by Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, you don't drink the Meisaita, but you do have Kinu. What's the Makar? Not a Mili. The Tana Rabban, I'm reading your Gemara, the Chavdal and Aleph, 2 days ago. Dabba of Neisav, Marta la Rabbis, Arusa, Shemeres Yavam. Zog Rashi. But Marta is Marbe, the din of Arusa and Shemeres Yavam. So exactly, how do you have the extra Marta over here to be Marbe Gerim? Huh?
Where?
What? Bnei Yisrael, loy gerim. The more question, the hayo gerim do have the insaita. Hayo does have the insaita. If you exclude the gerim from Bnei Yisrael, but hayo they do drink the meisaita. The bride says they do drink. There it is. We make a ribui from va'amarta. We use va'amarta. It's tais as the cash of va'amarta ribui. You look tais vis tema. But fik the leel the rabbis are rooted shmeres yavam lekino apella. So if you look at the paris Yosef in the back, he answers. Apia Mishnah Masechtas Idias. There's a Mishnah Masechtas Idias. The Taka says that Gerim do not drink the Fiwam and the Yoma. The Gerim Taka, the Gerim don't have a din of Saita. that the Gerim don't have a din of Saita. And it's whole story of Shemaya Vavtayin over there. So there is Taka Kavya B'Mahalal. It says the Ha'Kavya B'Mahalal B'Idiyas, the Svila, the Ein Mashkin Loyasa Giyaris, Loyasa Meshachararis. That's what it says in that Mishnah. And he says maybe that would be the same thing as Eshish Gera as well. So he says, Umokom Hoya Loymar, the Sugya Dile El, Ozlo Aliba de Kavya, Loysvir Leva Martel Rabbis Giyaris, Vim Kain, Gam Eshish Gera Ein Eshoisa. And he says that Vamarta will come for Arusa Shmaris Yavam. This Gemara is not going for Mekav Mahal, it's Machlaikis, he wants to make a Machlaikis, but that's not. It's a good idea that Mishnah Idias that Taka has is the Kav Mahal. There's a whole story there with Shmaya Vav Talyan, who were Gerim, Ayin Shom, in the Mishnah Idias. Zok the Gemara Vaita. It said in our Mishnah, Eishas Koyin Shaisa. Now we're going not to the Bryce, we're going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that an Eishas Koyin that secluded herself with someone, the loch is shoisa, she drinks the meisaita. And the question is, like, why is she not a regular yid? Like, what's the chiddush? Pshita. Of course, why shouldn't she be shoisa? Mao de teimav, hilo nitpasa asura, halin pasa muteres. In the pasik by soita, it says, v'shachav ish oisa, and the pasik says, v'hilo nitpasa. No one was ma'aniser. Now, from the word v'hi, we darshan that dafka yisrael, that would have, that someone's ma'anis her, then she's mutter to husband. But by a koyin, if someone's ma'anis her, aishas koyin, even though it's no fault of her own, the loch is that she is usher to her husband now. How do we know that? From the pasuk, v'hilon is pasa. That means that the parasha of soita is talking about aishas Yisrael. Because the aishas koyin, even if nispasa, we have the same halacha that she's also. So v'hila nispasa is talking about Eish Yisrael. So we would have a havamina since the parasha is talking about Eish Yisrael. Maybe the whole parasha of soita is also talking about Eish Yisrael. Ma'otem v'hila nispasa asura hal nispasa mataras v'zu hal v'nispasa asura ein meloy tishta. She shouldn't drink because she's excluded from the parasha. K'mas malo, no, she's part of the parasha. That Eishas koy is also part of the parasha. I can ask me, well, maybe after Taka, how do you know Taka? So Tosis really talks about it. Tosis says that they knew Moshe Masinai had a darsh in this pasuk, that the pasuk's only come lafuke koyin from the din of Oynes Amazed, but not legavi the din Soita. The whole parasha Soita does apply to Eishas koyin as well, even though regarding regular Znus, Eishas koyin is different halachas than Eishas Yisrael regarding Oynes, but in the parasha Soita they are included. That's the next Gemara. That's the next Gemara. Mutaris Labaila. Mishnah said that if she drinks the Meisaita and she's innocent, she's Mutta Labaila. Zok the Gemara Pshita. Why should she be any different? She didn't do anything wrong. She was not Mazana. So Pshita. Rav Huna Bimis Navna. The case is that she started withering away after she drank. So it looked like for sure she was a Zaina. Because why else is she Bimis Navna? And therefore, we're going to say that's the case where she's mutter labayla. For anything tomorrow, it's not true. Misnavna, how about kuamaya? If she does start withering away, she starts getting sick in those places that looks like she's becoming a soita, the halacha taka, she's taka asa. How about kuamaya? Like Rashi speaks out, then she's taka asa.
There's nothing to do with Eishas Kayin everywhere.
Right. So we're going to see how it comes to Eishas Kayin. We'll see how it goes. Let's finish the Gemara for all the questions. So misnavna, but kul maya, the maya boy, she's taka also. Zok the Gemara, misnavna derech evaru. So now, really, if you misnavna in a way that it's because of she was mezana, so the way it would work is that the first things to get sick would be her stomach and her yerechayim. Her stomach and her thighs are the ones that will get start getting harmed and start getting sick and start having einish there. But she misnavna derech evaru. She started getting sick in other places, like her head or other bones were kvedim, other places. So it's a raya that she's not a regular sight. So ma'od the tema hazanuya zanaya, she was mazana. Maybe this is the way of showing us that she was mazana ba'oynis, and therefore legabi koyin asira. So again, it's pashut if nothing happens to her, she's mutal abayla. That's pashut, and that's pshita taka. The case of the Chizur Teres Labayla is like this, that she was misnavna. And misnavna derech Yivarim, not misnavna the stomach and the Yerachayim. Because it's misnavna the Mayam Yerachayim taka asa, according to our sugya. Taka asa to the husband. Akaponim, she started being misnava derech evarim. So now, what was the havmin? The havmin be is that maybe this is a sign that she wasn't mizana b'meiz, but mizana b'aynis. And the gabi koyin asira, she be also gabi koyin. Kamas malah, no, that this is not a hayra at all. This is not a riot to anything. This that she's misnava derech evarim is not a riot at all. She's mizana, not even for aynis, and therefore she's muta to koyin. I can ask me. In this havmina, the havmina over here is that because you're misnava derech evarim is a riot from mizana b'aynis. If she's mizana b'aynis, why is she getting aynis? What did she do anything wrong? There's the aynis over here. So that's what Tosfos Rosh asks, and Tosfos Rosh in a few words answers the question. Tosfos Rosh says, "V'holi tikshilach kiven sha'anusi." I'm reading on Tosfos Harosh. "V'holi tikshilach kiven sha'anusi lama yivdeku amayim klal." I fill derech evarim. So and for Tosfos Rosh, "Dikul meimar aynis pritzusahu." Shagorim law lekanis law bailo. Lamai said that there was a Kenan's theory here. V'havli lasduri tvei absolutely tenets. So there's kind of he chavas aprutz from garam lelanis. Lamai said what caused it to get oynis here? Because she hung around with men and she there's a Kenan's theory. So therefore she did deserve oynis. That was the havmin. Kamash law that this is not enough of a riot. So again, to my severe answer, what's the teretz pshita? The answer is there was a case with snavra derech evarim. The chiddush is it's not a riot from mizana b'oynis.
You said earlier. Yeah.
Right, that's nothing happened to her. And Tosfos speaks out. Oh, that woman loved misnavna a vav and beis. You see, nothing happened to her.
Like
ma'achem mashma reading Tosfos the vav and beis. The baila muta bala alta. Let me read in Yamtin Atchal Yishanim. Shem is chus talsalah, and it's dafka b'leim misnavna. But if by misnavna is taka problem for this Tosfos, there's a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam had a lashon. Your face turns green. The Rambam, you have to work out this Gemara. So look, I'm Shitas Rambam. You have to look at the Mishnah Lamelech and others how to learn Shitas Rambam. But the pasuk pshat is from our suyu comes out that a regular person who has chus tayil, nothing happens to her. Then she's mutter. You don't know, but that's the halacha because it's mutter. That's the halacha because that's the whole point of Mei Saita. That's the point of Mei Saita. If she comes out innocent, then she's innocent. We don't know if it's chus tayil. We don't know. We don't have to know. But here by Mestabla, you see a sign that she was Mizana. It said in the Mishnah, Eishas Saris Shaisa. That an Eisha of a Saris is Shaisa. Saris is someone who cannot have children. So if his wife is Mizana, she will drink Mei Saita. Pshita, it's Pashit. And for the Gemara, Ma'al the Tema, Baldei Sheikh Marachmana. V'hai Lav Bar Hachihu. That says in the Pasik that someone else was Mizana besides for. That someone else had beer with her besides for her husband. Mashma, her husband is a bar hachiu. And so you would say that Eishes Saris does not apply in the pasuk of Baal Deishech. Kamash Malon, no. So what's the Kamash Malon? So Rashi learns the Kamash Malon is that he is a bar shchivahu, but he just can't have children, not a bar zriya. That means he can have beer, but he can't have children, not a bar zriya. That's what type of Saris we're talking about. And therefore, you have Shchivas Baal Kaidim Leboil here, and that's what Eishes Saris is Shoisa. The question is that, again, if you remember back in Daf Chav Dalav and Aleph, and we spoke about this Rashi, Rashi says the case of Eishes Saris there was that he was Nestares after they got married, because Rashi was bothered by Kodma Shchivas Baal Leboil. Said that they were before, when they got married, he was not a Saris. It only happened afterwards. And that's the Kama Shchivas Baal Abayil. So it's a stira in the two Rashis. The Masha already points out this stira in the two Rashis. But upon him, in either case, we are saying that Eishes Saris, a Shoisa, either like Rashi has the Mishnah because he was not a Saris because they got married, or like the Rashi says over here, that he's a Bar Shchiva, even though he's not a Bar Zriya. And there's another issue over here, that the loch is that a Sris Adam is not allowed to get married. You're not allowed to get married. You have a b'tzua daka b'kal Yisrael, which means someone who comes a sris, a maisa that was happened to him, then it's called sris adam, then he cannot be married. Here's my sris chama, someone who got sick, and therefore he can't have children. That's the case. We're allowed to stay married. That's the case here. They want a sris chama, not a sris adam.